Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah and Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, focuses on the various karbonos, the various sacrifices that were brought in the Mishkan, in the Tabernacle, later in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Temple. And there are a number of different sacrifices with different laws that can be brought for God. One of those sacrifices is a karbon chatas, a sin offering, which is an obligation upon a person who transgresses certain kinds of sins, generally always a negative commandment, which invokes the charis penalty, excision or premature death, other consequences as well. And if one transgressed this inadvertently, by mistake, what we call in Hebrew b'shogeg, one is obligated to bring a chatas sacrifice, a sin offering. One of the major questions that are asked about this is, why must one bring a sacrifice for something that one did by mistake? After all, I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't mean to do it. Why do I have to bring a carbon, a sacrifice, to atone for something that I really didn't mean to do? There's a lot to be said about this, but I'd like to focus on one aspect of the discussion. And that is that, very often, when something is done by mistake, it doesn't just start from nowhere. But rather, it begins because, deep within the person, there's either a lack of sensitivity, or a lack of proper respect, or a lack of full avoidance of the transgression that was done. If a person really, completely, firmly, 100%, wanted to stay away from doing the wrong thing, then that person would, in general, almost always manage to avoid coming into contact with any thing that vaguely resembles or could lead to transgressing a particular commandment. The fact that a person, even inadvertently, transgressed the commandment in the Torah is indicative that the person has not developed fully enough to completely root out any connection to that sin. Now, there are two ways to deal with this. One is the fact that God allowed this person to transgress is indicative that God himself views this person as not being removed enough from the sin, and therefore will not allow the person to avoid transgressing the sin. The Talmud tells us that God protects the righteous from transgressing sins, certain kinds of sins, and at least one idea behind it is that if the righteous person is so set and so committed to avoiding coming into contact with a sin of any sort, God makes sure that his will is carried out. But for some people, yes, they will try to avoid doing the wrong thing, but it's not important enough, it's not vital enough to that individual to make sure to root out any vestige or any small thought of the sin at all. The fact that a person transgresses is indicative that deep down there is some connection to the sin. It has not been completely cleared out, and either we can say that God allowed the person to come into contact with the sin, or that the person himself or herself was able to end up in a situation, in an environment, where he or she could transgress that because there was not sufficient sensitivity. People don't go anywhere near a radioactive area, even if there's very, very little risk of any sort of damage. But if it's even a minimal risk, people will avoid it because they are well aware of the great damage that even a very small amount of radioactivity can cause. And by the same token, sin can cause great damage. And to the extent that we're sensitive to this and we recognize this, we take great lengths to avoid it, and we're very, very, very careful. And if a person is not sensitive enough to that, so yeah, the person will not succumb to temptation overtly, deliberately, on purpose, but there's not that degree of carefulness associated with avoiding the sin, and that leads to the inadvertent transgression. Of course, for us in our daily lives, there's a lot to be said about this in terms of what our focus in life is. Of course, we try to do the right thing, we try to avoid doing the wrong thing, but on a deeper level, a major focus of our lives has to be working on refining our sense of what's right and what's wrong to the extent where we are completely repulsed, where anything wrong and sinful is disgusting to us, it drives us away, we don't want to have any part in it. Not just that I'll avoid doing wrong, but that I don't want to have any part, I don't want to be anywhere near doing anything wrong whatsoever. That is the message that we can take out of the chatas offering, the sin offering of a person who transgressed inadvertently. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.